a new music video from Cat Edmondson. It's kind of like a time machine into the 1960s.
You string me along. My friends say it's wrong. They tell me I'm crazy.
Her song, Rainy Day Woman, recalls those Technicolor days with her short bobbed hair and big eyes that peer out from under an umbrella.
Whoa, oh, never mind the weather.
Cat Edmondson looks like she's just stepped out of breakfast at Tiffany's.
Why do you run away and save me for a rainy day?
Her latest album is aptly titled The Big Picture, and Cat Edmondson joins us now from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I gather film music has always inspired you.
It has. My mom had a collection of records that was quite vast, and some of it included movie scores, soundtracks. And I learned music through watching old movies, musicals. And I fell in love with the marriage of cinema and music together. I remember being 4 years old and thinking that I was just like Gene Kelly on the screen singing. I knew that I could sing too.
You have such a distinctive voice. Let's listen to your singing on this track, Oh My Love.
Oh my love, how can I show my love? It's not enough just to kiss you.
That's just a wonderful song, and you sing it so beautifully.
Thank you.
I mean, who wouldn't be flattered, but how do you react to these descriptions that compare you with Billie Holiday?
Well, I'm afraid I have a trouble accepting that at all, but I think people might make that comparison because what I understand that she was trying to do with her voice was to emulate a horn, specifically Louis Armstrong playing the trumpet. And much of my approach to singing has been similar. I hear myself as an instrument playing with the band.
If you forget the wonder that you are, I will remind you. And if you lose yourself, don't worry, darling, I'll know where to find you. I'm right behind you. Oh.
What's it like to make to go as you did from playing coffee houses in Austin to now being with a major record label and a little bit more access to an audience? Let's put it that way.
Well, it's what I'd always hoped for, just a bigger platform. And I feel comfortable functioning from that platform. I have grand visions of what I'd like to do. And I think I rise to the occasion, so it feels more appropriate that I would be playing my music in front of the audiences that I can access now, more so than singing behind a loud espresso machine or a clinking bar.
Yeah, that can be rough when you're just getting started, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Another track we'd like to listen to, this one, Avium.
Sunday in the park, he had me seeing sparks. Up in the air, see if I still care when I get back to New York. Avion, I want to ride across the sea and around the sun. Something else for me that no one else can see.
Would you like to do a movie soundtrack?
Yes, that would be a great dream of mine to come true. Even from creating my first album, I thought, wouldn't it be amazing to have an album that sounds like the score of a movie? And very naturally, every song that I wrote, I imagined some scene in a film.
Yeah. Is there a song on this album that you can lead us away with?
Sure. I think 4-2 is an appropriate song to lead away with. When I was working on it, I imagined two people on horseback in an old western, riding off in the distance.
And as they talked, the hours away.
So in this one, they're riding out of town on the buckboard, like Gary Cooper, Grace Kelly?
Yes. Yes, just like that.
Well, Kat Edmondson, her new album is called The Big Picture. She joins us from New York. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And everything they'd ever do now on would be.